Jeffrey's on day 18 on No Nut November. You can do this, Jeffrey. We believe in you. Wait, just be careful. Jeffrey, he's hypnotized. What is that evil woman doing to him? Adonis. Adonis sees the commotion and slaps Jeffrey's phone out of his hand. It turns into black dust. The devil. You've got to be more careful out there, young Jeffrey. And then, there's you. There's some sick girls on TikTok right now that are purposefully trying to make men relapse on No Nut November. I spoke to a young guy a few days ago and he told me that there's like a new TikTok trend for these like tick thoughts, like these like girls who are posting sexual stuff to purposely try to like give men porn addictions. Like they're not even hiding it anymore. I'm going to blur the like provocative D-gen 18 plus stuff, but you'll just be able to like see a little bit and hear the audio as well.
So we're a quarter of the way through November and I know the pressure is building up. It's getting so hard.
She's saying, I know it's getting so hard to overcome your porn addiction. And that's why I've recorded a video in a revealing outfit to purposely make it harder for you because I'm an evil person.
But I just want you to know that you're so strong and you don't need to prove that to anyone. So do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you feel like. No. We won't do whatever we feel like because we know exactly what happens when we do that. We hurt ourselves and we hurt other people. It's very interesting that here in this space, we're becoming strong men, good men, men of character, men who are taking steps back from substances and addictions. And there's evil people out there that will literally try to make your life worse when you're like this. These are the kind of people that I call crabs. So there's three kinds of people that you need to understand. Crabs are the right at the bottom. These are like the bottom 20% of evil people who will purposely try to bring you down when you're trying to climb up. Jeffreys are probably about 80% of people, and these are people just stuck inside of like the matrix where they're just stuck with all the dopamine addictions. They're just kind of normal people. Maybe they masturbate a few times, they play video games, they eat junk food, they end up working like some, you know, crappy normal job. And there is less than 1% of people who are becoming like Adonis. Men on self-improvements, men who are pursuing their potential. We don't hate the Jeffreys, we understand them. But the crabs, we fucking hate crabs. We remember crabs when we started going to the gym and they would insult us, call us gay, call us weird for exercising. Your old video game friends, those little disgusting nerds, would insult you and get angry at you when you wanted to sleep. And this evil, degenerate woman, when she knows that men struggle with porn addiction, is purposely making a video hoping to make it worse for them. We hate crabs. And there's two more videos like this.
Why does everybody keep telling me it's No Nut November? Like, what do I have to do with No Nut November? Like, I like nuts, but not that much. No Nut. No Nut November.
I mean, first of all, women, most women aren't funny. Let's just get that straight. And what's very interesting, I've been sent multiple videos in like the past, you know, over time of like TikTok girls doing this stuff, and guys have asked me for advice and to make videos on this. One of the weird mannerisms I've seen of these TikTok girls is they are very, very good at what they do. Notice like the subtle bounces she does on purpose to make her titties bounce more. It's like these women, they know exactly like how to move their body in a way that's going to capture attention. Imagine that they could have developed skills like persuasive speaking like I am to motivate and educate a whole generation. And here they are. They fucking practice literally a kind of bounce. You know, she's recorded this video at least 10 times. You know, if we looked at her fucking camera roll, like her photo album, there'd be 10 versions of this same video. And she was too insecure to post the first one because she thought she looked a little bit too ugly on it. Just think about how fucked that is right now. She's practiced it. And she recorded it like 10 times. No, not good enough. No, not good enough. Ah, there. The perfect bounce for these little Jeffreys who are watching me to continue ruining their lives. And one of the comments as well. Literally one of the wholesome as fuck comments. I'm actually trying this year Gonna have to come harder than this. Be gone, demon. I'm trying to succeed. Well, you know what I'm loving is nowadays, so many guys know about self-improvement, nofap, that like it's actually become like an acceptable thing to talk about it and to be against the kind of degenerate evil companies and women who are making it worse for men. That like if a girl posts videos like this, now she's finally being rightfully so attacked. And I'll use that word purposefully, attacked. You don't hear all the random little cute influencers talking this way. But honestly, evil people deserve to be attacked. Evil people deserve to be silenced. If there's someone who's purposefully trying to put porn addiction into young, underage men, that person deserves to feel pain. That person deserves to be silenced. That person deserves to be cancelled. But they won't cancel some woman like this, will they? Disgusting. We must stay focused, brothers. Stay strong, kings.
And then in challenge 5.
Just like completely talentless. No, there was like she didn't even try and do the little bop. It was just a little screen recording of her Instagram where she's just pushing her ass out. Shut up. And I remember being like a complete dirty Jeffrey, like this top commenter over here. Already lost to your IG like 200,000 times. Basically what he's saying is he's already fapped to her Instagram profile hundreds of times. I used to be like this. Like I used to almost weirdly abruptly say things like I've fapped to like this girl's picture, or you know, I'd comment shit like this because it gets you some attention. She's replied, right? This girl who's made this video, she replied to this little loser who said he's fapped like 300,000 times to her Instagram with two letters. She just wrote ah with an emoji. Guarantee this little Jeffrey, his heart beat faster when he saw that notification. Guarantee it. You know it. You can tell, right? She wrote ah, and his, like, he started spazzing out with the amount of attention he's gotten. You can't let yourself be one of these like lower tier men who don't have a shred of respect for themselves, that this is how you're trying to get attention from a woman. You know, bro, you know that there genuinely is thousands of women in your, like, in your city, in your country, even more in your country, there's probably a few million women who are genuinely, like, good people, who are not thoughts, who are not posting content like this. You know that there's probably a million women, like, good women in your country who have less than 500 followers on Instagram, and they're all got, like, private accounts, they post pictures with their dogs, they're just, like, normal, healthy girls, and they think the new age of being, like, degenerate is kind of weird, just like you do. So many guys don't know this. Like, most guys, because of the problems of, like, these red pill videos and all this, so many guys are starting to believe that, like, the average woman is, like, evil and she's this and this. They're not. When you meet, like, a normal, healthy girl, you'll be, like, relaxed again. You'll be thinking, fuck, like, where have you been? And the thing is, they're actually everywhere, but the content that you consume makes it worth. And I may be doing this as well, so it's very important that we just acknowledge, like, I've shown you three examples of, like, okay, some horrible girls who are being evil, right? But trust me when I say, on the same day that these girls posted these little disgusting TikToks, I guarantee a million girls posted their TikToks where they're literally there showing their day, like studying and stuff. And sure, they're still kind of using TikTok and social media, but there's a lot of women who are not degenerates. And these women will give you the time of day. These, like, normal, healthy women will be actually more attractive to you. You bring them home to your family and your mother actually likes them because she can, like, you know, your mother can just see through women and she can see that she's actually a quality woman. There's so many women out there. It's just that they're harder to find because they don't have as big social media profiles, because they're not out partying. These are the kind of women, like, they'll go to school or work and then come home and then just watch YouTube videos like you. She's fucking perfect for you, bro. But you don't find women like this. And so what we've got is all these fucking Jeffreys who are giving women like this attention because they're trying to get a little shred of attention back. You know what I noticed? Did you notice this when we were just watching a video? I'm going to play the video again from the start. This time, look at how many likes she has on her Instagram post when she shows them. Look at the likes. 150,000, 200,000. How insane is it? And obviously that's all guys, right? She's probably got like 200 female friends or something, but that's all guys. How insane is it that you understand attention is the newest currency that's valuable? These days, you become successful through attention. She's cultivated so much attention that in 1 year, if she monetized, that she could make more money than a doctor who studied for like 10 years would. She's gonna make probably about the same money as Andrew Huberman will this year. Think about how fucked that is. Because attention is how people make money, and too many men are giving attention to these women. This is why I'm not putting their links in this fucking description to give them a little shout out or some shit. In fact, I'm going to make sure my editor blurs all their names out as well, so we can make sure none of our like little Jeffrey followers can go and search their names as well. This video and this message is more for the younger guys out there. Stay strong. I am so proud of the young guys who have discovered NoFap and who are really trying their best to get over this addiction, because you've really started to understand just how bad it is for you. And the fact that you're doing this at a young age is phenomenal. You know, I started NoFap years before like everyone else did who I ever knew, who ever kind of spoke about it. I started it around 9-10 years ago. I was 17 years old, and trust me when I say, when I discovered NoFap, no one spoke about it. It had almost no videos on YouTube. No one in person knew about it at all. Back then, when I started NoFap, it was a general thing that porn and masturbation was actually healthy. That was like what people actually believe. These days, people know it's not. So many guys know it's not. And it's like such a normal part of life now that NoFap is a good thing. No Nut November, women who post degenerate stuff are evil. That's a normal thing. But back then, imagine I started before everyone else. But for so many guys, they're starting even earlier than I did. What I'm saying is I started it at a really young age. The average like guy like my age, who's 26, has only discovered NoFap in the last 1 or 2 years. And that means they got onto NoFap at like 24, 25, 26 years old. If you're in your teenage years and you know about NoFap and you know about not watching porn and frying your dopamine receptors, you are so far ahead of the curve. And I'm so excited for you, because the amount of productivity and potential that you can unlock and that you could create like some amazing work with that. Bro, guys my age have wasted literally over 1,000 hours on porn alone. Maybe even more, probably a few thousand hours. You could like get half the way to mastering a skill. And so I'm just so excited to see this young generation do so well, because there is so much growth the world can go through when young men get away from these addictions, focus in on their work, their gift to humanity, and their purpose. Stay strong and do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!